On May 11th, the City of St. John's narrowly voted 6-5 to allow Sonco Group to develop the Atlantic Place parking garage in downtown St. John's into a four-story hotel and retail space. Since then, a petition calling on City Council to rescind that vote has garnered nearly 6,000 signatures. Deputy Mayor Sheila O'Leary voted against the development. She brought the petition to Council and put forward a notice of motion to rescind at a later Council meeting. O'Leary had a conversation with VOCM's Allison King about the motion.
At the last council meeting, you voted against the development of the AP parking garage at 1 Cliffs Barrett's Cove. Can you tell me about why you didn't think it should go ahead?
Well, my main concern certainly about the heritage preservation of the downtown core, which has been something that I've been very vocal on for the 10 years that I've basically been on council. We know that some of the decisions that have already happened in the downtown core can and have adversely affected us. And, you know, as a cultural tourism destination, this is an extremely, extremely important calling card for us as the oldest city in North America, and certainly as Water Street being the oldest street in North America. So these are things that we, you know, have been very conscientious about, and it's really important to preserve. And that's my personal reason for voting against it.
Can you tell me about the petition that you brought forward to council today and what you think that should say to council about the decision that's been made?
First of all, I was very pleased to table the petition on behalf of the almost 6,000 people who have signed the petition, and it's growing as we speak. It provides a voice for citizens who feel like they weren't engaged. I know that the City of St. John's has certainly done an incredible job of trying to improve engagement process for residents, but 2020 has been a fierce year where citizens have been grappling with everything from Snowmageddon right on through to the existing COVID pandemic. And I can guarantee you the things that are on the top of mind are mostly survival. They did not obviously hear the news about it. And when I get a petition with 6,000 voices saying, you know, we don't feel like we were properly engaged, I need to bring that forward as a representative of the people.
Do you personally feel like there was enough engagement? I know there were two public sessions. Do you think it was known well enough in the community what was happening?
I think it's evident that there were some gaps because of the numbers that are coming out now. And that's what I can do as an elected representative, is obviously bring the voice of the people forward. I think that there's always room for improvement in all processes that happen, whether or not it's in the city. We always need to look at new and better ways to engage the public. And we have been very serious about that. However, this is one of the most monumental kind of decisions that could happen in the downtown core, and it will transform the face, certainly, of our downtown. And I think that a lot of people missed the note and the dialogue around this. There were not a lot of people who came out for the engagement processes. And for the commissioner's hearing, we didn't even actually have any council members at that commissioner's hearing. Myself, I was chairing a meeting. So I think that there are a number of factors. I don't think you can pinpoint just one.
Today you made the motion to rescind council's decision. Can you talk to me a little bit about that? And can you talk to me about what you hope to see happen the next time council discusses this matter?
Again, putting forward all the reasons why I think that council members, my council colleagues, should consider the voice of the petition, people who have put forward this petition. As I mentioned, it's almost 6,000 now, and it'll probably continue to grow before that point in time. People want to be engaged. They want to have some input into this. I think that there's been an incredible number of comments that have come forward from that petition site. Here's one example. The business community must understand that tourism brands are fragile, and the mayor and councils who support the hotel truly do not understand what makes the City of St. John's cityscape appealing as a tourism asset. Has anyone asked tourists about how this design matches our downtown aesthetic? This design presents an image that is ugly and could be an irreversible scar on the downtown that affects our tourism industry. People are concerned. And in this age of economic development, it is really important how we manage our downtown, which, you know, the harbor is a huge asset and the reason for our existence. I think that the engagement really was not there, and that's self-evident by the petition. What I would like to see is if my colleagues would entertain the idea of going back, rescinding the motion, having a further discussion with the developers to see what we can do to advance that development further in a way that isn't going to be just for the hotel use, something that could be a great public benefit as well. I think that there's an opportunity for further dialogue, and that's why I put forward, as the petition requested, a notice to rescind that motion.